This is the second episode of Digging Deeper. We're actually, for this episode, going to go back to Beis HaMikdash, Gimel Amud Aleph. So even though we studied this together a couple weeks ago, nevertheless, it does apply to Daf Gimel and has important halachic ramifications and certainly an important halachic discussion. The Gemara, if you recall, discussed the idolaters complaining to God that they deserved a chance at getting schar, and then God responded to them towards the bottom of Beis HaMikdash. He said, "Well, you haven't even kept the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So how could I trust you to keep the 613 Mitzvos if you can't even keep the seven?" And when the Gemara asked the source for the idolaters not keeping the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, they quoted the Gemara on the second to line up from the bottom of the Gemara, that the Tani Rav Yosef, Amad Vayemoded Eretz, Ra'a Vayater Goyim. He measured the land and he dispersed the idolaters. Ma Ra'a, what did God see? Ra'a Zayin Mitzvos, Shekiblu Aleim B'nei Noach, V'lo Kaimum. He saw that the B'nei Noach were not keeping the Sheva Mitzvos, Kivan Shelo Kaimum, Amad V'Yitiran Lahem. Once they weren't observing it any longer, God said, "You know what? I'm going to disband the obligation for idolaters or other nations to keep the requirements of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach." And then the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph, as we continued, said, "Well, how could that be? How can you benefit someone or an idolater for not following the laws? They're going to get benefit as a result." So the Gemara answered, "Afal pi," on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, "Afal pi shemekaymin o son ein mekablin leim schar." It comes to teach you that even if they do keep the mitzvos, they're not going to get reward like someone who is mitzuva ve'oseh, as the Gemara continues, but rather they'll get reward as someone who is eino mitzuva ve'oseh. But nevertheless, as Rashi seems to indicate clearly, the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach were disbanded. There's no requirement for a non-Jew or an idolater to keep the Sheva Mitzvos. As Rashi says on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Hatarazu lo tavasami, the fact that it was matir, that it was disbanded, is not a benefit for them, because now, Ela she'ein metuvin l'kaiman, v'im yikaimo lo yikablu schar, that if they fulfill the Mitzvos, they're not going to get the reward. But it's very clear that according to this Gemara, a Ben Noach is not obligated to keep the Sheva Mitzvos. And in fact, the Shailos Tshuvos Pnei Yeshua, which is quoted a lot on this topic, writes that there is no obligation for a non-Jew to keep the Sheva Mitzvos, and that's why if a Jew would entice a non-Jew to violate one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, he wouldn't be in violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sistein Michshol on a Doraisa level. He does say that on a biblical level you shouldn't do such a thing, on a rabbinic level you shouldn't do such a thing, but there is no issue of Lifnei Iver Doraisa. But that's a really strange, difficult position to take, because all through the Shulchan Aruch and even the Gemara, it seems very clear that there's a biblical prohibition to entice a non-Jew to violate the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. There seems to be a very clear prohibition of Lifnei Iver, as the Gemara in Psachim Chav Beis Amud Beis. The whole source of Lifnei Iver is, how do you know that you can't, that there's a prohibition to entice a Ben Noach to eat Eiver Min HaChai? The Gemara answers, because of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Well, clearly then, there's a biblical prohibition against enticing or placing a stumbling block in front of a non-Jew to violate the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Clearly, there is an obligation on a non-Jew to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach as well. And that seems to be the approach that everyone agrees on, that all non-Jews are obligated or have an obligation to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The question then that we deal with, at least the first question we deal with, is, well, how do you understand the Gemara? And then the Gemara says clearly, Amar vi tiran lehen, God permitted it. He disbanded the obligation. So perhaps you could make the argument, and this is what the Chasam Sofer tries to make, and maybe you can read it into a later Rashi on Davav Amud Aleph, which is that Amar vi hitir lehen was that he only permitted, he disbanded the schar, the onesh, for not keeping the Sheva Mitzvos, the punishment for not keeping the Sheva Mitzvos still remains in place. But the schar, the benefit, that's no longer in place. And even though nowadays a non-Jew is required to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, at the same time, their fulfillment of those Sheva Mitzvos will not result in a schar kimetzuva v'osa, only like a schar of eino mitzuva v'osa. If we take a look at the Rambam in Perches Hilchos Malachim Halacha Yud, we'll see a few interesting outcomes with respect to his view towards the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, as well as an understanding in our Gemara of Amar V'Yitiran, another way to understand the Gemara. So the Rambam writes as follows. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi ha'gvura l'kofes kol bo'i ha'olam l'kabel kol mitzvos shenitztav in Noach. That Moshe was commanded by God to compel all inhabitants of the world to accept upon themselves all of the Noachide laws. V'chol mi shelo kibel yeharig. And anyone who does not accept those Sheva mitzvos will be put to death. V'hamakabalosam, anyone who accepts the Sheva Mitzvos, hu hanikra ger toshav v'chol makom, they are called a ger toshav. V'tzarech lakabel alav b'fnei shlosh ha'chaverim, but part of the requirement is to accept the mitzvos in front of a beis din. If they don't accept the Sheva Mitzvos in front of a beis din, then they might not be considered a ger toshav, they may be called something else. But nevertheless, the Rambam tells us three important things here. Number one, we are required to compel a non-Jew to keep the mitzvos, the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. A non-Jew is specifically required to accept the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach upon themselves, and anyone who doesn't will be killed. So these are three different statements. Each one deserves a conversation in its own right. The last statement, perhaps, is one of the easier ones to deal with. V'chol mi shelo kibel yeharig, that's only in the confines of a Jewish majority where the halacha is the accepted way to adjudicate law. Then, just like any Jew who doesn't accept the mitzvos upon themselves and violates the main mitzvos, there's capital punishments. Similarly, when a non-Jew violates one of the Sheva mitzvos, they'll also be sentenced to capital punishment. The other two are also interesting. The idea that a ben Noach is required to mekabel the mitzvos, mekabel Sheva mitzvos, seems strange. Why would they need to accept the Sheva mitzvos? The Sheva mitzvos B'nei Noach were already obligated during the times of Noach. So why now do they need to accept it again? So the Brisker Rav uses that statement of the Rambam to understand our Gemara. Our Gemara tells us, Amad v'hitiran, that God disbanded the obligation of a non-Jew to keep the Sheva Mitzvos. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam writes that now we compel a non-Jew to accept the mitzvos upon themselves in order to recommit. Once God disbanded the obligation, now we have to come back and recommit, or a non-Jew needs to recommit to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. That's the Brisker Rav's understanding. The Meshech Chachma's understanding of this idea of being mekabel the mitzvos again, that's something based on Matan Torah. The Meshech Chachma writes that at Matan Torah, just like all Jews were required to accept, be mekabel the mitzvos anew, even the ones that were previously obligated, so too a Ben Noach was obligated to recommit themselves to the Torah at that point because of the verse Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kilas Yaakov. It's only a true Morasha, only a true inheritance when it's commanded through Moshe. And that's simply what the Rambam means here. But this idea of Kfiya, of compelling a Ben Noach to keep the mitzvos, is very difficult to understand. I mean, we can't use actual force nowadays to compel someone to keep the mitzvos. So perhaps we can excuse this whole statement of the Rambam as to something of an impracticality. It doesn't apply anymore because we simply don't have the means of enforcing the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. However, the Lubavitcher Rebbe takes a different approach, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe says it's true that we can't compel with force, but there are other ways to compel, and we are obligated to use the influence, or our influence, to inspire non-Jews to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And that's what he writes very clearly. He says in an article in HaPardes in 1985, Simon Nun Beis, he writes, V'i al yidei derachim acherim shel noam b'shalom, dehainu lehazbiram uladaber alibam sheyekablu aleihem lekayim ratzon Hashem sheziva osam b'mitzvos elu kein nira pashtus kavanas harambam b'inyan zeh. That if we're able to convince them, not just by compelling them through force, which we cannot do any longer, but if we're able to inspire them, then we are certainly obligated to do such a thing. And that's what he writes specifically that nowadays, perhaps it's a bigger mitzvah than ever before. He said the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim didn't discuss this mitzvah of the obligation for a Jew to compel a Ben Noach to keep the mitzvahs because of the danger at the time. The relationships were very tense between Jews and non-Jews. But he writes, Aval bizmanenu uvevedinos elu, nishtana hamatzav lagamri. Everything has changed nowadays. Not the lo levad she'ein bazeh shum sakanas chas v'shalom. Not only is there no danger, el adrab, it's the opposite. When the world sees how committed the Jews are to justice and values, and they care about all of humanity, the honor of the Jewish people will be glorified. And that is what the Lubavitcher Rebbe writes. So even though you can make the argument that the idea of kfiyah, of compelling a non-Jew to keep the Sheva Mitzvos nowadays doesn't apply any longer because we can use force, the Lubavitcher Rebbe takes an extra step and says it's true we can use force, but that doesn't mean there aren't other ways for us to compel and inspire non-Jews to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So in conclusion, A, there still is an obligation to keep the Sheva Mitzvos, for a Ben Noach to keep the Sheva Mitzvos. Our Gemar Amar V'Hitiran is not referring specifically to the Sheva Mitzvos, but rather it's the Schar that they no longer receive. And number two, Bismaninu, in our days, at least according to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, there's still an obligation to compel a non-Jew, a Ben Noach, to keep the Sheva Mitzvos, but that's not through force, that's through inspiration and through our example.